This is
Positively Hygiene
with your host, Amber Lovatos,
Amy Parenti,
and Angela Doe.
Listen on as we dive into the positive of dental hygiene.
So my sister was telling me that she's like, hey, have you heard about this GBT scaling thing? It looks so cool. She's like, I hope whenever I go to a conference, I can like see it, check it out. And I was like, oh, like I've also heard that it's so cool. I know nothing about it. But Amy, you use it in your practice.
We do. And it's funny you say that because we actually use it because we saw it at the conference. I've seen it on social media, but then last year, 2 years ago, 2022, we went to SmileCon as an office group and we saw it there on the exhibit floor. And I pulled the practice owner over with me and I was like, come check this out. And then we were playing with it for a while. And then I was like, you know, don't forget to grab her business card. And I gave it to him and we left. And then I was like, no, I think it would be so good. And like, we kind of talked about it. And then he ended up reaching out to them and purchasing 2 units to have at our practice. And then we got certified to use it. And it was all just because the cleaning that it offers is so much more thorough than what a traditional prophy entails.
I'm like, first, wow, because I heard that each one is $30,000.
I don't know. I don't really know prices, obviously, because I don't, but I know that he was able to get the 2 units and the cart and everything for around $30,000. So I think each one might be like 15 or so. I'm not sure, but not 30 each.
Okay. That's better.
And it was like multiple hand pieces, the powder and like there's different hand pieces. There's a hand piece specifically for perio. So there was like a couple of those hand pieces involved too. So they gave you, it's like a complete starter kit. It's not just like the unit.
And then this replaces like using any kind of like air polisher or cordless handpiece or anything, right?
Yes. So I really like it because it replaces the coronal polishing, which to me, I don't know. In school, they tell you polishing is selective, right? Like that you don't have to do polishing, that you should just be localizing to stain because it's abrasive and you're removing 0.3 microns of enamel, you know? So I've never been one to really enjoy coronal polishing. But with the air polishing, you're not hindering, you're able to remove the plaque, the biofilm, but you're not hindering the enamel surface at all. And they actually have microscopic images. You can look it up on their website. If you go to EMS Dental and you look on the patient brochure, if you go onto EMS Dental and you look at the GBT brochure, not the patient brochure, you'll see microscopic images of enamel as it is naturally, and then enamel after coronal polishing, where the smear layer is kind of smeared all over the tooth and it looks scratched. And then you'll see with the GBT that the enamel, the pores are completely untouched. The plaque is completely removed. And it's just, the enamel is just beautiful.
Yeah, it was really cool to see that. I took a course from Kevin and he was talking about it and showed those pictures and it was impressive. And I've always seen the GBT machines at conferences and they always allow you to test dry and they have like the quail egg, I think, to test dry, but I never like, there's always a long line, of course. So I never like stood there and waited, but I think I will now.
Yeah, I feel the same way. Like I always see it, but I've never tested it out. I'm never taking the time to do it. So I think now, especially like we know Kevin, so I feel comfortable going up to him and be like, hey, show me. I don't know anything.
So this has been really cool with the patients because I think I've never been against plaque disclosing, but what I'm against is sending people out of the office with a purple mouth, you know, or a pink mouth. So that's what's kind of tricky for me because I love the education that plaque disclosing gives you, but I don't want to send people out with like a bright pink gums or a bright pink tongue or, you know, and like a grown adult to go back to work. So with the guided biofilm therapy, one of the first steps is to disclose the patient. You can look up, there's a whole 8 or 10 step protocol that they tell you to do. But when you start with the disclosing, you rinse it off. The patient sees where they're missing when they're brushing. And it's funny because you'll see the patients that did brush before they came and they're like, oh man, like I thought I did a good job. but it's really funny, but it's cool because they're so into, I've never seen patients so curious and so into their oral hygiene than when you're able to do the disclosing for them and showing them, you know, where they're missing. But then with the air polish, you can use it on soft tissue. So you can use it on the tongue, you can use it on the gums, and it's not using the sodium bicarbonate like other air polishers do. It's using the erythritol powder. So it's, yeah, you can do it on palate, you can do, you know, it's for anywhere. So it's really good. The only thing I do when I do the disclosing, I will take a gauze and I'll just kind of wipe the lips quickly before the pigment really sets into the lips. But because you're obviously not going to, I mean, you probably could, but you're not going to like spray their lips down for them, you know?
I want a cleaning with like an EMS machine, honestly. Yeah. And so patients are receptive. You tell them this is a different process than likely they've received elsewhere, and they're okay with it.
Yeah. I haven't had anyone push back. I do have the, this is when I use, so there's two brochures if you look on their website. There's one more intended for clinicians, and then there's one intended for patients. And the one with the patients, they do such a good job at explaining it. So I have TVs on the wall. So when my patients are sitting, there's a TV right ahead of them. And that's what I started with. And I start with the patient brochure. I show them this microscopic image of this mangled bacteria. It just looks so gross. And this is what I tell them. I say, this is what plaque looks like if you're able to take it and put it under a microscope. And under that, there's a picture of what appear to be clean teeth. And I say, this is what plaque looks like when it's on the teeth. And then right next to that, it's that same mouth disclosed. And I'm like, so what we like to do is we place a disclosing solution on the teeth. We rinse it off. When the color it's left behind shows us where the bacteria is, this is what we see. I was like, when we're doing your cleaning, typically we don't see this. We don't know where the bacteria is. We just try to do the best we can to try to remove what we can, but we can't see it. So we just do what we think to be the best, you know? But then I say the guided biofilm therapy is exactly what it sounds like. The biofilm is guiding us on where we need to perform therapy, you know? Then I'll switch to another page in the brochure where they show the air polisher and I say it uses warm water. So I took Kevin's CE recently and I didn't know the specifics, but the he had shared with us that it heats up to 104 degrees. So by the time it hits the mouth, it's room temperature. So the patients love that because then I'll say, you know, it uses warm water with the erythritol powder. It removes all the plaque and biofilm. And then we go through, we target where we need to with the ultrasonic scaler that you're more familiar with. But I was like, and that's what I'll say. I'll say using the air polisher everywhere to remove the biofilm limits how much we need to use that ultrasonic scaler. But even the piezon that comes with the unit uses the warm water as well. And the mechanism is different. So it has a piezo will hit the tooth repeatedly like a beaver, the piezon kind of does the swiping motion up against the tooth. The activation of it is different.
I thought you were mispronouncing piezo.
Oh, no, yeah.
Wow, that's so cool.
Yeah, so the mechanism is different. And so since it's not going like this, there's no part of it that needs to be cooled down. So now that it's able to kind of go through, the lateral sides are active and you can adapt it to the tooth and it's able to remove through that mechanism, the water is able to stay warm. So the patients really love it. I go over recession areas. No one flinches. I go interproximal. No one, you know, it's really, really cool.
I have sensitive teeth. I'm just going to have to come to you, Amy.
Yeah.
This might be a game changer for me.
We've had a lot of patients say that. And even someone wrote a review after they had the GBT cleaning. They wrote a review saying new technology that is offered makes it feel like I was taking a bath or something. They said something like whatever, however they worded it. It was just pretty cool to see because he's someone that always struggled with sensitivity. But now my sensitive patients, they're not scared anymore of cleanings, which is really nice.
Amy, I have two questions. One, did you hear about GBT before it was brought into the office, before, you know, the office heard about it? And then second, how was the training process or how receptive you were to it? And I'm not saying you, because I know you're very like open to learning new things, but I know maybe other hygienists who have anxiety or, you know, just nervous about integrating learning new technology and then integrating into the practice. Like, what tips can you give on that?
So before seeing it at the conference, I knew about it from social media and it was Hadir, the little hygienist. I saw it on her page I think she was the only person at that point that I had ever seen talk about it on social media. So when I saw her and she does a lot of before and afters, so I was like, man, this is so cool. Cause it's hygiene satisfying, right? Like it's satisfying as it is normally. The most satisfying is doing an SRP when you have, you know, that heavy supra and then you're able to uncover what's beneath. GBT gives you that every time because you're seeing the biofilm And then you're seeing it all completely away. So when I saw Hadir's post about it, and she would post so much, and she just really, really enjoyed it, and I could tell that patients really liked it, I was like, okay, this is really cool. I think I saw Irene talk about it too, now that I think back. I think I saw it from the two of them. And then when we went to go see it in person, I was like, okay, we need this. When we had got it, there's an option. So you can get certified to use it. You don't have to be. So there is a training that's offered when you purchase the units and you can become a certified office. I think it's more of a component for offices to appear on a map and offers you more advertising. They send you advertising products for your office, brochures and the GBT letters to put around the practice.
Yeah.
And they put you on a map as a certified GBT provider. So you could buy the units, but if you're not certified as a certified office, you're not going to be on the map.
Okay.
So the certification does cost extra, but with that, they do send out two technicians to train you or two trainers to train you. It was a day. I think I want to say the training was about 6 hours. We had a really, really, really good trainer. I think she's since retired, but she was really good. And I love what she said. She goes, for the past 60 years or so, we've been doing the same thing, but we're wondering why periodontal disease is still at 50%. Mm. So she said her lingo was, we're pick flicking and scaling, or pick flick polish. She goes, we're pick flick polishing every single day, wondering why we're not seeing changes, you know? And then she told us a story of, she was called in by a family for this member who was in a nursing home and he kept getting pneumonia. And then she would look in his mouth and his mouth was just completely, you know, like gingivitis. And it was just, he wasn't able to have that oral care and the staff wasn't able to. So the family would actually have her come in with the GBT. And she said, it's not a controlled study, can't really pinpoint it, but she was able to do his cleanings in the office using guided biofilm therapy and his rate of acquiring pneumonia dropped.
Wow.
Just by, you're getting the mouth as clean as possible. So you can't prove that it was. And that's what she's saying. You can't really prove, but you're definitely, you're aware that you're doing the best you can for the patients because you're physically seeing it.
Yeah. And reducing that bacteria load.
Right.
Since you've used it more for a year now, do you have any patients? Well, how long have you been using it for? And then have you had any like patients that you've seen like, oh yeah, like this made a big change for you?
So we've been using it now for about 14 months. So just a little bit over a year. I think it still plays a role with what patients do at home. Cause that's what I say. Like, I'm letting you leave with a mouth that was cleaned near 100%. But then you need to maintain it. That's what I'll tell them too. I'll say you're leaving with a mouth that was cleaned at 100% versus what they claim in the patient brochure, a traditional piezo and prophy cup cleans at about 80%.
Mm.
So that's what I'll say to patients. I'll say, like, you're leaving with a mouth that was cleaned at 100% or near 100% versus a mouth that was cleaned at about 80. So it's still, I can't say anyone ever came back and it was because I did the GBT that their mouth was better. But I do think being able to disclose and educate them makes them more aware that they might up their hygiene. Like,
yeah.
I have seen patients get better hygiene from it, but I don't necessarily know if it's from my cleaning or just the education that the GBT offers. You know what I mean?
It sounds like great technology. I just saw like in Facebook groups where people are saying like, I just attempted an office this week using GBT and I haven't had to like, I haven't, my body hasn't felt as stressed because I haven't had to work as hard.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, okay. I mean, hygienists seem to love it. And hygienists, we're critical.
We are. Yeah, we're critical. And then like, there's stuff that hearing new technology, like, does this really work? Like, you know, there's always that concern. But like you said, it's not really like new technology in that sense, but it's a lot more of the different, like the whole process of it that is being integrated is helping the patients. Because I know like, you know, like laser's been out there and we've seen like there's studies on that, but not everyone has laser, right? Or things about like sleep disordered breathing, like there's airway dentistry, but not everyone does it. So there's still stuff that like not all offices do. So it's really great that you can just go to the website and be able to find a provider in your area if like that's what you want and that's what you need. for your visits.
And I was nervous too with people, if I ever took a day off, an attempt coming in, because I was like, are you going to let them use it? Like, what do you think? And then, so what they would do is they would send the temp a video from YouTube, because EMS has a series of videos that you can watch. So they would send them clips from YouTube to watch beforehand and then come in early. And we have the quail eggs in the office. So if you want to practice on the egg before you see your first patient, but we didn't have any temps that tried it and couldn't use it. Like, it's very user friendly.
Wow. Okay.
It's a quick learn. So I know some RDHs that came in, they said after their first patient, they felt completely okay with it.
That's pretty cool to know. Cause yeah, that would be intimidating for me to like temp and be like, ooh. Yeah. But that's smart to send videos. And I mean, a lot of things take one patient to get used to, right? Like when I got new loops, that took one patient for me to like get used to, or even like a new instrument or something. So that's really good information to know.
I'm going to go and temp for Dr. Meemar and be like,
I know.
We'll do a barter. Like, I'll give you some free hygiene hours and let Amy clean my teeth. Yeah.
Oh, you want your teeth cleaned by it? I want to try and use it. Oh, maybe I can temp for one patient.
Both. Yeah. Yeah. Like, I will work for a couple hours for free for you, see a couple of your patients, and then you give me a free cleaning. I feel like the prices would match.
Yeah. No, all around it's been really good. I can't picture now not using it. And this is what I say to patients too, because if I could see, you know, like every patient's different. You can kind of gauge. We all do this when you're giving oral hygiene instructions. You can kind of decipher who's sitting in your chair. So the patients that I see that get like really into it when I'm showing the brochure and I'm explaining everything, I'll go a little bit further. Because even in the brochure, it shows the oral health and systemic link. So it shows, so I say, if I have someone's undivided attention, that's when I'll dive into that. So it's like the perfect segue into why cleaning your mouth as best as possible matters. And they show a diagram of, you know, the liver disease and infertility problems and, you know, everything around this, like human it has like all these links. So then I'll say, you know, and we do this because this is what science is showing. And every year they add something to this list. And it's just, we need to do the best we can to try to prevent systemic issues from happening.
How is it to maintain the machine, Amy? Is there a lot of maintenance to it, or is it complicated?
It took a bit. I think the setup and breakdown in between patients probably does add 5 minutes on to your normal breakdown time. If you follow through with what they tell you to do, because their instructions, so you use it, you have to use these certain wipes that are meant for they're not designed for the machine, but they recommend a certain wipe. You can't use Cappy wipes on it. So you have to use a specific wipe to wipe it down. And then you take the hand pieces off. The air polisher does need to get cleaned out in between every use. So there's a little adapter that you put in and you do air, water, air to make sure that there's no powder particles stuck inside the handpiece. Then that gets bagged separately. The Piezon handpiece gets broken down, it unscrews, gets broken down into 4 pieces, and that gets sterilized separately as well. So it's a bit to break down. Then of course you have to grab the new ones. You have to build back a new Piezon handpiece, you know, so there's the little like O-ring, and then there's this plastic piece, and then there's the metal encasing that you screw on. So it's a bit in between. You purge it at the end of the day. It has to get these 2 water tanks that you fill up with the distilled water at the beginning of the day. And then at least once a week, they ask that you run. We use it from, I don't really know the specifics of the cleaner, but I know it's by a brand, Butterfly or Monarch. It's something Monarch. Along those lines. Yeah. Monarch, yeah. The blue. Yeah, so you purge at least once a week. So we do it on Fridays. And they ask you to send it out once a year to have a checkup, like a, you know, like a tune-up.
And I have a question. Do you have different tips? Like these different, like, you know how like Cavitron, you have different Cavitron inserts, and you have like a triple bend, and you have like the curvy of the slim tip. Do you have different tips for your Piezon?
As of right now, no. There's just the straight one that it comes with. So there's a straight one. And I think that's because it's active on the laterals. The tip itself is about the size of a probe, and it's kind of like the shape of a probe. So it's a little bit of a learning curve, because I think a lot of us are used to like the universal that has a little bit of a hook on it to really dig interproximal. So it takes a little bit to get used to. But other than that, there's an implant tip, but that's completely different.
So you said like turning it over takes a little bit of time, but do you think that time balances out to when you are using it on the patient? Because is it, do you feel like it's less time spent on the patient because of the technology in it?
I do think that time is made up. I definitely spend a lot less time hand scaling. I spend a lot less time using the PAs on. I will do the air polish everywhere. The more you get comfortable with it, the faster that is. And then when you're doing the air polishing, what's really interesting is you'll see where the subgingival is. Mm-hmm. Because the air polishing is pulling the gums away, you're able to see subgingival. And in these subgingival areas, there's bleeding from the air polishing alone. So even if I don't see it, when I take my PAs on, I have to just target those bleeding points. So you're not going through the entire dentition with the PAs on, you know, because it's only going to activate where there is calculus. It detects calculus. So when you hear it activating, it determines how strong it needs to activate based on what's there. If it's heavy calculus, it fully activates. If it's varnish calculus, it just, you know, a little bit. But you can hear it in the device to know exactly what's where. So when you have a piezo or a Cavitron, you're really kind of just going everywhere thoroughly and feeling around for what you can feel. But the piezon kind of takes away that guesswork. So that saves time. And then even the hand scaling, I will always go through and hand scale. And then I'll just double check with like the floss at the end too. But my instruments don't need to get sharpened as much anymore because I really don't hand scale as much as I used to.
I've heard that. Yeah. And now I really want one. I think, well, Amy, thank you so much for giving us that. I feel like I've learned so much, and now I'm like definitely jealous that I don't have one.
I know. Kevin and Amy have convinced me to like use it.
I know. We'll have to bring on our friend Kevin, who is a trainer, or maybe also bring us, get us more information. But I love this topic, Amy. Thank you so much for educating us on this.
I will see you at my practice anytime.
Okay. Tell Dr. McMahon I'm not playing. I'll go clean some teeth.
Thank you for listening to Positively Hygiene.
Join us every Tuesday for a new episode.
Don't forget to follow us on Instagram for the opportunity for how you can contribute to our podcast.
And follow and review Positively Hygiene on Apple and Spotify Podcast.